Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden, and I'm working
at... An Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, welcome, everybody. Chuck Bonnell, Julie Hayden. This is the Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show, Two Straight Up.
Brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine. Lots on the table to talk about today. We're going to start in a second. The Colorado Republican Party second half of the year, FEC, finally came out, worse than we thought. Good news for Republicans, once again from CNN. They hate to say it, but it's there. And then Chuck has some thoughts on some of the Epstein stuff. Actually, I do too.
Everyone does, isn't it?
Everyone does. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Thomas. I see your message there. So I want to talk about, the Colorado Republican Party, we've been talking about Britta Horn, from what we've known, is raising basically no money and incurring debt after debt after debt. The party's bankrupt. And the FEC filings that the party had to put in from July through December 31st of 2025, it's worse than what we thought. Basically, the reports show that Britta has cash on hand, $75,000, and she has $166,000 in debt. Okay, almost $167,000. Now, to put this into perspective, it was a year ago at this time that she was elected, right? Dave Williams left her with $70,000 cash on hand and zero debt. So in the course of a year, the progress that Britta Horn has made is we have $5,000 more cash on hand, right? And we're at $167,000 in debt, with no way, even remote way, to begin to pay it. She showed $99,000 in contributions, that's individual contributions. But from what I gather, the bulk of that came from, and what I'm told is Anna Ferguson, who's been putting this all together great on Facebook and Restore Real
former
Colorado,
Secretary
of the Republican Party. So she knows how to kind of work through these things, said some of that has come from some individual donors who she didn't recognize, who max out, you can give $10,000 a year. Now, will they give $10,000 this year? Who knows? But let's even say they do, she's still not even going to touch the debt, basically, right? She's not going to be able
to. Well, they had a budget between $2 and $3 million, yeah. Closer to $3 million. And you're raising essentially $200,000. So you're raising less than 10%.
Well, that's assuming she can repeat the $99,000.
Well, yeah, but just say she can. I mean,
right. Yeah, in best case scenario.
So it's the one thing I must admit that I think, to give her credit, she's spending no money.
Right.
I mean, she's really cut down all expenditures, which means the party's doing nothing also.
Right.
Good and bad. Only Alec, the office manager or executive director, or whatever his title is, about 28-year-old, he's getting paid. Did you ever figure out how much?
No, We'll figure that out. We'll do more on this on Wednesday, but we'll figure out some of the...
He's the only one getting paid. She's not getting paid.
No.
Certainly all these other people who are supposed to be, the offices, you know, the satellite offices, the directors of the satellite offices, all that's gone to... Yeah, it's just her at a kitchen up in McCoy, Colorado.
Well,
doing nothing.
Basically no help. I mean, keep in mind that the secretary and vice chair have publicly said they would sign a petition to recall her if Natalie Tennant ever submitted it. So she has no support there. You know, one of the things that was a big fundraiser, not just under Dave, but KDB, it's been forever. The Republican Party has monthly luncheons. They call them the Capital Club. Well, Britta, and I'm not sure about this, if she's going to keep paying, but she's paying a company called MC Squared roughly $5,000. And I think in this time frame to promote the Capital Luncheon. And then she's got to pay the restaurant that. And she's not bringing any money in if she's losing money on that. So I'm not sure why Britta herself could not put out an email and say $5,000 there. So, I mean, that's not a massive expense. But, I mean, Dave wasn't paying somebody $5,000 a month to put out an email saying come
is
to the Capital.
All they're doing is paying emails?
Yeah, I mean, their job is to promote it. I mean, maybe they put it together. I don't know. But clearly, no one's going to them. Right.
Well, not enough people.
Yeah. So she's losing money there. The other thing that I want to talk about is well, she took out that we confirmed what we said before, that she had to take out a loan. She took out a $25,000 loan, must have paid some of it back because of her financial filings. So she still owes $14,500 on that. So let's take a look. So clearly, the money she's bringing in doesn't even come close to covering sort of basic expenses, right? Of which she has
Well,
none.
I mean, really, you know, if you look at the debt, overwhelmingly, it's to the lawyer, Steve Klenda, who's really running the party himself.
Quit calling it the Colorado Republican Party
So
and
the
call
Klenda
it
Party.
the Klenda Party because, I mean, he's turned it into his own money pot, which, let me ask you, that's going to be a massive conflict of interest. So keep in mind, when Dave left, we had lawsuits and stuff going on. Everybody was paid. There was no debt. He left her with zero debt. So in the course of a year, she's managed to increase the money on hand by $5,000 only and increase the debt as of today to $166,000. Now, keep in mind, she's still fighting the lawsuits, right? Ray Garcia, we had him on file a lawsuit. Britta could eliminate that entire legal expense if she would just hold the meeting that the SEC members are demanding, right? All she has to do is hold the meeting. But she won't hold the meeting. All she has to do is drop the vindictive lawsuits that she has Klenda filing against some of the grassroots people. Just drop them. All that goes away. So the bulk of the money, not even the bulk, a massive amount of the money that the Republican Party owes is to her personal attorney, Steve Klenda.
141 of the 100, the other 14 is for that revolving debt.
It's for the revolving debt, yeah.
Yeah.
And so all of that would go away if she would just tell Klenda, hey, drop the
You
lawsuits,
can't. Well,
right?
she's
But keep
defense.
in mind, we fired him. The SEC fired him, right?
Well, whoever comes in after this is not going to pay that thing. They're going to say
No.
you were fired, and Clinton's got to know that it's unlikely you ever see that money. He's been paid during that period $14,000, so he's billed out 141, and well, I guess 155. And your costs usually are 10% or 8% of what you bill. And so, as a practical matter, he's just having his costs paid. That's all, the filing fees and everything
So it's
else.
like the Colorado Republican Party, though, is Steve Klenda's personal, ATM machine, right? Because if he were a legitimate party attorney, right, he would say, Britta, we're racking up all of these legal fees, and we could easily get rid of these legal fees. You could hold you're paying a lawyer tens of thousands of dollars to fight the SEC
Well,
request every month to fight the SEC demand for this meeting, a special recall meeting, right? So just hold the meeting. Maybe you win, maybe you won't, but you're fighting holding the meeting. You're continuing to try to seek legal fees and other vindictive measures from the grassroots people who filed it, which is ludicrous because they don't have, even if they were to win, and the courts have indicated they're not going to, right? The Klenda is not going to. Even if Klenda were to win, it's not like the grassroots people have $161,000 sitting around to pay his legal bills,
I know,
right?
but the illusion of it, the hope, you got to have hope. So that's
But
the.
here's the thing. I mean, it's complete and total conflict of interest. If he were a legitimate party attorney, he would say, Britta, we need to eliminate these legal fees. You don't have the money to pay it. There's no indication that you're ever
Well, she
going to
can't get
have the
rid of the
money.
past fees. And we're talking about future fees, and Ray Garcia has filed one. So these are going to keep on building up. Whoever succeeds them are kind of go, you were fired. You couldn't bill it out when you had a conflict.
Right.
And so, you've got both of them, really in a pickle. I mean, honestly, they're in a pickle. I mean, he has to be going, God Almighty, I'm billing all this money out. He's a solo practitioner, so it's not like he's got a lot of partners to have it. So
If he
it
had
could.
partners, they would say, drop it. I mean, right? If you were a partner, you're
Well, I
like,
wouldn't want to keep on billing it out. And quite frankly, his billing, I think, has really gone down because. He is just not, he's kind of, well, every
well, this would
philosophy.
be my suspicion too, that he's postponed it, right? That he's postponed it.
So any buck you give to them,
Right.
can
So
be a steal.
that's a bottom line. Any dollar that you donate to the Colorado Republican Party right now goes to
Thankfully, it
pay.
goes to Steve Klenda.
Goes to
You can
Steve
do it,
Klenda.
folks out there. Come on. Come on. You can do
You
it.
can help this
Come
attorney.
on. Your
This
kid doesn't know you to college that bad. Come on, you
Steve
cheap
Klenda
bastard.
needs a new
You
Mercedes,
can do it. Well, no, he needs a car. I mean,
you
he's not the Lincoln lawyer
know.
exactly. So, I mean, come on.
For real, that's it. All of the money that the Colorado Republican Party is raising is going right now to pay Britta Horn's private attorney, Steve Klinda.
Well, they're not even paying him.
And they're not even paying him.
And so he's just racking up bills, and everybody's happy. And so, as lawyers quickly figure out that a bill is not money. Yeah.
It though? I mean, you're a lawyer. I mean, to me, it just seems
Sure.
you're a lawyer. It's such a complete conflict of interest because he should be advising her to drop the lawsuits because that's her only expenditure and she has no money coming in, her main expenditure. But he can't because he's the one who would get paid, right? Shouldn't that be a conflict of interest?
No, not for the Clinton man.
But I mean, normally, right?
No,
Normally,
no. Oh, come on, Julie.
you
Come
bring
on.
in an
He's trying the
attorney
best he can.
to
Leave the poor man
you.
alone.
So here's the
Jesus,
thing. So to
Sylvie.
recap, if you just joined us, the FEC filings have come out, and it's worse than we could
It's
have.
not a subversive. Even the worst. I mean, they've raised about the amount of money I thought they, which is nothing. I mean, they had a budget of close to $3 million,
For
and
the
they
year,
raised,
for
and
the
so in a
year.
half a year they raised, $99,000. So, they're not doing anything that's budgeted. She's done a good job husbanding her cash in the sense she's sitting on McCoy. There's no indication of alcohol purchases, but it's an indication that she's doing nothing. I mean, there's no
Right.
plane flights, there's no going around the world. I mean, there's no nothing. I mean, it's just you're basically your Republican Party is dormant. I mean, it's more or
Right.
less dormant coming into our big primary
Yeah, coming
season.
into the 2026 election. Now, granted, the party, and this is by design because they have the powers that be hate the party, the parties. It's never been a major player and stuff. But Britta has zero money to do anything. Now, the assembly, she says, will go off, and the assembly, as I understand it, they can charge bad fees for those people going
They're
to
going
it.
to be, if you're planning going,
Go to
you're
it
going to be paying
because.
out of your nose, folks.
And it's, you're going to go to Steve Klinda. So if you
Yeah.
go to the caucus, if you go to the assembly,
Oh, man, you're going to the
keep
assembly or to
going.
the county. The badge fees will be $1,000 each or some
Yeah.
God knows what things it'll
Your
be.
dollar, so Steve
Oh, this is all the
Klinda
badge
can
fees are
go.
going to be horrendous. Just
Oh,
horrendous.
I know. It's like, so that, so again, she started. When Dave handed it over to her, he handed her Dave, Anna, and Hope
No
$75,000
debt.
and no debt. In the past year, she now has cash on hand $75,000. So she was able to increase the coffer by
Not paying
$5,000.
none of her legal bills.
But at the same time, she's $167,000 in the hole. Like with most of that legal fees to her personal attorney, Steve Klinda, and then she took out that revolving line of credit for $25,000, of which she still owes $14,500. In the meantime, the people who gave her money last year, apparently some of it came from Wynn Red. We'll be doing research between now and Wednesday to figure out
Give you
who's
a
given her
bigger
money or
lowdown.
yeah. But for all those people, the Heidi Gnalls, right, the
Yeah.
Nancy Pelosi's,
Let's listen.
all
And
the
I'm going to write an article, but Heidi sent out, I think it was Friday, maybe it was Saturday, this sad, pathetic, bleating thing saying, please, please, we have the beginning of a year fundraising goal, which is, it's just January, right? I mean, 1 month. And if we don't make it, then we'll have to let go of our big staff
for Rocky Mountain Voice.
Rocky Mountain Voice and Road to Red and everything else. And it was this pathetic plea of a drowning person. I mean, I just felt so, because she's a nice person
Yes.
and she
Well,
cares.
she clearly thought that that's all these people who backed Britta clearly thought that there was going to be money pouring in.
Yeah.
And it's not. In the meantime, the only, like I said, it's the Steve
It's
Klinda party.
Uncle Phil.
Money you give to the party goes to Steve Klinda. And we're never going to get out of that. Even if she were to raise again the amount of money she raised this time, it's still, and she gave it all to Steve Klinda, she's still going to owe roughly
Well,
$60,000.
but Steve Munda, with more
Well, then he's
lawsuits
going
and
to,
everything else, so
right?
he's going to be a busy little beaver
And again,
billing
it could
away.
go away. The debt could go away
They
if
can't.
Britta would simply hold the meeting as she is required to, and if she were to drop the vindictive
Come on, Julie,
lawsuits.
be nice to them.
It's like just, I mean, it's such a, I mean, it's almost to me fraudulent the way she's handling the money because it looks like it's
I
all
think she's
being
been.
funneled.
I think she's been responsible. She's doing nothing. She's barely moving. I mean, postage alone. She's not mailing to, I mean, It's just unbelievable how little money the Republican Party has to spend in the spending.
This is why, again, we need to recover, right? No one is going to give, whoever, the people who
I
are,
want to know who the sucker is going to
right,
replace
but
it.
they're not going to give her, she's not going to.
Who can replace it?
Oh, well, that's a different story. But I mean, she's been a disaster, right? The one thing that, I mean, for instance, remember we put Ken Buck in because of his Rolodex. Dave Williams
Yeah.
was very clever and came up with he raised money and he came up with
Yeah.
money, right? Brittle
Stomach.
Horn, the theory was she was going to have access to all this money. She
Yeah.
doesn't, and we're like roughly $167,000 in the hole, right?
Phil
So,
will take care of
and
it.
that's only the first year. That's only her first
That's
year.
only a start.
Yeah.
That's only a start.
God knows what will be. So she needs to go. And I mean, if she were, well, here's a problem that we have if we talked with Ray Garcia. If she were the CEO, the board of directors would fire her, right?
They
Well,
can't.
the board of directors, we've tried to fire her and she won't get out of the office.
Yeah.
It's like she, well, there isn't an office anymore. She's paying the Colorado Peak Republicans a minuscule amount. Well, and here's the biggest thing, too. So remember, Secretary Russ Andrews, we talked to you about this before, when he
Wow,
got.
the thug of the Republican Party.
He's the
What
enforcer.
a whoa,
We had Eric
whoa.
Grossman on, a grassroots guy, and he threatened, and we had Eric on the show talking about with these series of emails, essentially physically threatened to beat Eric up, right? So the Restore Real Colorado put out an email linking to the lawsuit that Ray filed.
Anyone accept service profit?
Right. Well, yeah, that's a different story. But
Congratulations, you've been sued.
here's what Russ Andrews sent an email back saying that Ray Garcia, the guy who did this, is going to lose 6 to 7 teeth. So he's threatening to punch out Ray Garcia. There's your secretary.
I'd file another complaint against him. Certainly, if you're, I mean, the same police station, same police that the other filing was made.
You can't have the party's broke. We're in debt that we'll never recover from, really. And in the meantime, we've got our secretary. Every time he doesn't like something someone
He
says,
basically
he
threatens them.
threatens to beat him up. It's like, you
Oh,
can't do that. You
what a
have
party!
it's lovely.
What a party!
I mean, I don't mean to laugh because it's just so sad. And Jacob, she still has more money than the DNC. That's true. But they have corrupt billionaires working them. So anyway, that's the latest on that. It's going to be interesting because it is an election year, 2026. Britta has to now file the
Monthly.
yeah these FEC reports monthly.
That'll be fun for her.
Yeah, so well, and she's paying someone to do it, by the way,
She
too.
has to, yeah.
Yeah, they're complicated. I'll give her that. I know. I think Dave paid Tom Bjorklund too.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, because
Somebody's got to
they
file.
are complicated and they have legal ramifications and
Yeah,
things.
yeah.
But we'll be keeping an eye on that and we'll try to break down in the meantime who are these people who are giving her money?
We've got to find out who these people are. Maybe we can get a loan.
I don't know if they're Steve Klenda partners or something
Yeah,
like
man. Who are
that.
these two?
It's
They're
like,
the ultimate
yeah,
suckers.
really, we can maybe
Whoa.
sell them some land in Florida or something like
Yeah,
that.
we're used to own something down there.
But speaking, Jacob, you gave me a good segue. Another thing I wanted to talk about, it's become clear when you kind of look at the politics behind the scenes, one of the many reasons, besides just wanting to destroy the country, that the Democrats are fighting so hard about the illegal immigration.
Right.
We've seen here in Denver, right? Once you take out the 40,000 illegal immigrants who were coming in every year, Colorado last year had a net loss of people of 12,000 people.
Right.
Businesses are down, the amount of new jobs are down. The legislature is like, oh, the economy's collapsing. Gee, I wonder why.
Let's
Restaurants are
tax them some
fleeing.
more.
Let's tax them some more, right? But it's not just Denver, it's happening in all kinds of blue states. And in 2020, they redo the census, and we've talked about this before. It's in
2030.
2030, rather. You probably. It's entirely
I
possible
pause.
CD8 will go away in Colorado, but it's not just Colorado. And
No.
well, CNN's Harry Anton did, and this is a lengthy soundbite, but I want you to listen to it because he just kind of lays it all out in this, talking about essentially blue states are in a massive depression and red states are surging, and that has significant implications for the Electoral College and the number of congressional seats we have. So, Thomas, if we could please play the CNN soundbite.
Today, I wanted to take a look at some long-term population trends that really should set off a flashing red siren to Democrats nationwide while bringing a big smile to the faces of Republicans nationwide. Why do I say that? Because take a look at the big population gainers versus the last census back in 2020. According to the latest population estimates that take into account the population mid-2025, look at this. The biggest population growth this decade, all five of the states that Donald John Trump won in 2024. Texas, Florida, North Carolina, Georgia, and of course the great state of Arizona, where I spent my New Year's Eve. I love those folks out in Prescott, Arizona. These were the biggest gainers. The biggest gainers in terms of population compared to the 2020 census. Now, it's not just a red state boom. This is what we're looking at. We're looking at a red state boom here, but it is not just a red state boom. We're also looking at what I would dare call a blue state depression, because who are the people? Who and where are the people moving from into the red states? Well, they're blue states. They're blue states. Take a look here. The lowest domestic net migration this decade. All five of the states that were won by Kamala Harris in 2024. Look at this. California, Harris's home state. New York, where I'm coming from right now, of course. Illinois, New Jersey, and of course, the great Commonwealth of Massachusetts, which is a bastion of blue liberalism. These are the states that folks in the United States are moving away from and into the red states, which is propelling a red state boom. Now, this is interesting, right? But it could also have major political ramifications if it holds for 2030, the next census. Because take a look here. If, in fact, the 2025 population shifts hold for the 2030 census, look at this. Look at the House seat shifts by state. Remember, of course, we apportion the number of House seats depending on the population in each state. If, in fact, the 2025 population shifts hold for 2030, states that Kamala Harris won, they would lose. They would lose 7 seats in the United States House of Representatives. The states that Donald Trump won in 2024, they would gain 7 seats. Now, this isn't just about the House of Representatives, right? It's also about the Electoral College, because the number of electoral votes that each state gets is equal to the number of senators. Each state, of course, has 2, plus the number of House seats that they have. So what would this mean for the House of Representatives? Well, if you remember back in 2024, right, it was all about, we were talking about the blue wall. If Kamala Harris could win the baseline Democratic states and then add in the blue wall states of Michigan, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, she would get to 270 electoral votes. But if all of a sudden we in fact have, applying the 2025 estimates, the population estimates, to the Electoral College, the blue states plus the blue wall of Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin would no longer be enough. Under the current estimates, you get to exactly 270 electoral votes, the minimum needed to win the Electoral College. If, in fact, you apply the 2025 estimates, look at that. You would only get to 263 electoral votes if you were a Democrat, which would mean a Republican victory. Now, of course, we're still a number of years away from reapportionment, right? We take the census come 2030. But what we can say so far is we got a red state boom going on, a blue state depression going on, people moving from the blue states to the red states. And if it holds for 2030, well, it would make the Democratic nominee for president's job of winning the Electoral College that much more difficult.
There you go. What do you make of that? That's pretty interesting, well, I think.
And just think of who the people are moving out. They tend to be the richest, the wealthiest. So they're taking enormous wealth out of New York, Illinois, California. And transferring it to those 5 southern states. So those southern states are gaining millionaires. Those other states are probably, and just think, quite frankly, when they have these ICE arrests, they don't have the problems they had in Minnesota.
No.
They in fact, so their population of immigrants, illegal immigrants, is going to go down significantly. So New York and Illinois and California, I'll be losing their middle class and wealthy ones, and they'll be gaining more and more illegal immigrants, or at least proportionately, and they're cutting off all federal aid to them. So
right.
Before they may have, with all the federal funds going to them, be a positive for those states. It no longer will be.
No.
So they've got to do whatever they can. I mean, whatever. They've got to stop this, and it doesn't matter how many people they have to martyr.
Well, and here's the thing. In part, yeah, exactly. And in part, let's take a look at, so let's imagine what if they had not had this under the Biden years and the Obama years, this massive flood of illegal immigration, right? The map might have looked at that long before. So, I mean, I think to me, this is huge. And it does, it explains why, I mean, as I've said before, I think that there's an insurgency, a color revolution going on. And they don't like the Democrats either, right? The Marxists and the socialists, they'll get rid of the Democrats too. Right now, the Democrats are
That's true.
useful. Well, they're useful idiots, right? But here's why the Democrats are fighting so hard for them is they need those hundreds of millions of illegal immigrants here to kind of boost the thing. That's why they want the illegal immigrants, you know, able to vote. But what we're seeing is massive, not so much from Colorado, well, self-deportation. Once you start saying, hey, we're going to deport you, once you start taking away the benefits, once you start doing these other things, they leave. And when they leave, it turns out there's no one left to vote for the Democrats, right? Except for a
Yay!
bunch of wine moms who live in the suburbs
And
and then aging boomers who don't have anything
wine
else to do.
carriers.
So it's interesting. And now, you know, actually, if CNN can figure this out, I'm sure the Democrats have a
Amazing,
strategy.
really amazing.
Yeah.
Jake gets some actual, real stuff. Jacob says every 10 illegals that leave open up an apartment or a house to rent. That's absolutely right, especially here in Colorado, because the federal funds are the ones that allow them to have the money to have the apartment. But if that's all being cut out, they're either self-deporting or maybe going to a state. The state pours a lot of money. Of course, maybe Colorado does, so maybe the state does.
You know, I imagine Colorado is probably nothing compared to like Minnesota. I mean, if I, you know, or California or something like that. You know what I mean? I think, and so what's going to happen, like in New York, you're going to have more and more and more people needing more and more welfare, but all of the rich people are leaving. And here's what I think. So you might think, well, maybe all those rich liberals moving to Florida are going to start voting Democrat. I don't think so.
No.
I mean, they might say, they're not. That's why they're leaving,
Yeah.
right?
Oh, cool.
They'll let their little Academy Award party certainly say they are. When they go to the polls, they're going to make sure that no more stupid, you know, liberals who
Liberals.
want to put a
Liberals.
billionaire tax on them, you know,
Yeah,
come
yeah.
in there. So, well, and businesses are the same thing. I saw this Mike O'Donnell. You need to follow him on X. He had some statistics out. He was showing, they were showing that and I'm only barely exaggerating, like Colorado, it created like in private businesses, like literally like 600 jobs last year. Like we're just losing businesses. And the main businesses that are coming, or the main business growth is coming not from your longtime established Colorado companies, but from startups, right? The private sector startups, which I think are private sector, but they come in. Look at all those solar companies. I remember doing a story one time about this company that was going to go around and it was going to go up in the mountains. And remember all those trees that got knocked because of the pine bark beetle? It was going to chop them up and it was going to make, I don't know, some kind of recyclable wood or something like that, bankrupt in like 6 months, right? I mean, but thankfully the governor of Colorado gave him a ton of money to do this. So that's, they all go bankrupt as soon as the government money goes away. So they create all these jobs, then they go bankrupt and everyone leaves, right? And so if you take them out of the equation and you look at the longtime Colorado employers, big and small, at Colorado's creating almost no jobs. Right, because everyone's leaving. I mean, if you're a restaurant, you know, the minimum wage went up. You know, when we were in Florida, it was so nice. It's like you forget. It's like you've been in this abusive relationship and you forget what it's like to be normal. So I'm walking into the grocery store. I'm like, oh dang, I don't have my bag. And I'm like, wait, I'm in Florida. Oh, just give me your bag that I can then use as a garbage bag and go to a tourist gang.
I'm in
So
a sane state.
but it was silly, you know. I felt that I'm like, oh man, because I go to the all the time. I forget my bag, and I'm like, oh dang. And I'm like, wait, no, I'm in a crazy state. I'm in a state where you can actually,
Sane
the same
state.
state where they give you a freaking bag when you buy your groceries. And so, you know, the people. If you're a business, why do you want to even do business in Colorado? I think so much anymore, right? Oh, let's see. From Jacob, like you said, every 10 illegals that leave open an apartment or a house to rent, the Dems are the money well. My medical premium from the marketplace actually went down this month. What gives?
Well,
I need to get on his
I think they
plan.
calculated your remaining useful life. It's up in about 5 months. So.
Yeah, like I said, New York City needs snow plows. All the solar panel companies went belly up. And yesterday, Florida was colder than Colorado. Yeah, we were watching that. It was like my brother lives in Charlotte or near Charlotte, and it was snowing there.
Not that Florida.
Well, no, but I mean, that part, that whole part of the country. But anyway, so I thought that's pretty interesting. And I think what the Republicans, yes, go ahead and smile, but you need to be prepared for the fact that the Democrats aren't just going to, like,
they're not
going to
just let it happen.
No.
They're willing to kill.
Yeah.
I mean, they've shown, and they'll kill their own people. Anything to get a little sympathy.
Well, yeah.
You think Alec, you know, what's his name was, and Ms. Good? I mean, you know, they don't care.
Right. And so, and again, I think it is, and I think the Trump administration seems to be aware of this. These riots, this kind of stuff, it's all in response to information like this, right? And the Democrats, they're in a corner now, right? And when you're in a corner and you're backed up, then you got nothing to lose, really. And I think these kind of essentially military operation tactics and violence, it's just going to continue. If they settle ICE, whatever, it'll be something else, right? It's just going to be always something. And
you're,
I think
you're not that right.
Yeah. And the Republicans need to, and again, the Democrat, they don't care if downtown is trash, right? Mayor Johnson doesn't care if no one goes downtown anymore. Mm. He doesn't care. I mean, what the Chronicle did a story about the number of restaurants closing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he doesn't care about that.
No, just the homeless. That's all.
Yeah. Well, and the only cares about the homeless because grants come in, yeah. Right? And then he can shovel the grants around,
not
and
so
they
much,
give
not so much anymore.
Well, they give him money, and then he can get reelected, right? It's just
Yay.
A little gravy train. But it's going to be something, and it's got to be violent because they want to create chaos and fear. And I think that map has got to scare him because, you know, Trump is not going to be around, so you're not going to have that effect. But if just the basic numbers line up for a Republican president, you know, again, I think we need to be prepared. The Democrats are not going to be
well,
like,
you imagine
well,
with those numbers, if you do not include illegals in those numbers, that's like another 7 seats. I mean, it's an enormous number of seats. So, you know, I guess there's litigation concerning that, but that could make a huge difference whether, in fact, you know, what the representation is.
Right. A couple of things here. And then I saw Charlene was talking about Epstein. Chuck wanted to talk about that. How about Tulsi Gabbard at Fulton County? Do you know what's interesting? So Tulsi Gabbard goes to Fulton County and boom, Wall Street Journal does a hit piece on her.
Yeah.
Go figure there. The Minnesota riots are a diversion from the Waltz fraud. They're that. But Jacob, I think they're also the Democrat playbook anymore, or the left playbook, right? It's they want to create chaos, violence, force things that make the government look bad, force them to take action. And then he says Denver doesn't get federal grants because Denver's a sanctuary city. Yeah, depending on what judges say. But you got your hand raised. Go ahead, Jacob.
Okay, so every show on the Sunday Circuit yesterday questioned why Tulsi Gabbard was in Fulton County. And one lawyer that, you know, the fraud lawyer that Trump hired goes, well, you know, when they went down to get the stuff out of Mar-a-Lago, the DNI director was there too. And he goes, no, he wasn't. And he goes, but he had his representatives there. I think, and the way Senator Mark Warner yesterday put it, I think they're scared because if they find something, anything that shows that the election 2020 was a fraud, then two things happen. One, what happens to the judges that were appointed by Biden? And two, the January 6th becomes a legitimate riot, a legitimate cause.
I don't know what my good friend Peter Boyles would do if they found.
Well, Jacob, I'm going to go bigger than that. Here's, I think, what they're also really worried about is they're worried about Trump and states and all these groups have been fighting so hard for election reform. That's what they're worried about.
Yeah,
I think they're even more worried. Yes, there's that. But I think they're even more worried that if this is revealed, like the Somali fraud, right? That's revealed that people are going, what the hey? Right? They're not actually saying what the hey. But and the same thing with this. If people can look and see what actually, if the stuff that went on, if it's revealed, you know, the mail ballot fraud, all of that stuff, then it makes it so much easier to get election reform through. And I mean, forget about the Electoral College, right? If you just have actually not illegal immigrants, but actually registered voters are the only ones who can vote on election day, and the votes are counted accurately and fairly, then the Democrats could really be screwed. And so I think that's one of the other things they're really afraid of too.
And that's what happened. They had these hundreds of thousands of affidavits saying that this craziness is going on. And the Democrats said, no, you don't have standing. And they won in court. And what happens is now the Supreme Court says, no, they do have standing. And
right.
that's what's starting the whole ball running to see if there was really fraud or not. But we'll see.
That's right. All right.
Okay,
thank
bye.
You. Good point.
Bye, Jacob.
Good point. Okay, then Chuck, you wanted to talk about, I mean, there's been another Epstein every other day. There's
kerfuffle.
A kerfuffle. Yeah. I mean, I have some thoughts on it, but you've been thinking about that too.
Well, you know, it really fits into what we've been talking about. Democrats are desperate, and you know, they need to do things to make sure that Trump's remaining 3 years, and certainly any successor, they need to take the House and all that. So they'll do anything they think will get him there. And they figured out, okay, well, he must be hiding the Epstein stuff. Epstein must be hiding it. So they gave out a tranche of about, I don't know how many millions of documents, but and of course all the people in it, you know, Epstein came from New York, his friend, his Jewish guy from New York, his friends are a lot of Jewish people from around the world and otherwise, along with a lot of other people. But by and large, you're not going to meet a lot of Republican characters in New York. I mean, the only one you will.
You know, Republicans aren't cool. They're not going to get invited. The Kardashians don't invite Republicans. You know what I mean? Latest, you know, Taylor, nothing against Taylor Swift because I know you love her, but she's not inviting Republicans to her parties. You know, Lady Gaga isn't going to dinner with Republicans. So
maybe Kelsey will get some.
Well, it's interesting to me. So you look at, you know, and George Stephanopoulos sort of cut off an interview when, was it Todd Blanche started bringing some of this up. But you got some poor guy, some poor schmuck, was just hired by CBS. He's an influencer. And they released like some 1,300 emails or something. He was exchanged, kind of, you know, nothing illegal, but certainly distasteful. So he issues this like whimpering, pathetic apology, saying, oh, I shouldn't have said it. I guess it serves the Democrats right, right? Normally I would be like, okay, these were like 10 years ago, although they didn't.
10 years means nothing.
Exactly. I mean, granted, they were after Epstein had been accused, so we should have known better. Oh. And they were disgusting emails. And like, why are you putting stuff like that in an email that you're sending to a guy like Epstein?
In retrospect, you know, he's sorry.
Yeah, at the time, he wasn't sorry at all because he was having fun partying with him. But it's him, you know, Bill Gates, he looks like a complete loser.
That is so great. You're a billionaire, the richest man in the world, potentially, and you're down to hiring some diseased Russian hookers for your companion. And then you got to get penicillin.
Just protection.
Yeah. And you know, the guy who's Mr. Health, right? He spends tens of millions on various vaccines and health initiatives, and he's got to beg Jeffrey Epstein for some penicillin that he can spike his wife through with.
So that's even the bigger thing. So he's a billionaire, and he's, what's he going to do? Crush it up and say, oh, honey, I have new vitamin pills.
Yeah,
she's going to crush it up. She goes, my coffee tastes funny this morning.
Oh, it's a new flavor. You'll love it. You'll get used to that. You better get used to it if you're going to get better.
How you feeling, honey? But it is kind of funny. It's all these Democrats that are getting caught up in it. So this is... And part of it is, I mean, there was so...
Well, the one I like is Mondami's mother. I feel like... Nader Marur or something like that. Was that some big opening? And it was all Epstein, and so all the lefties went to this mansion. Hey, betrayed us. You didn't say that your mother went to an Epstein event.
A couple of things I would say on this is a lot of this stuff. I mean, there was one in there, I was reading, some woman who appears to be crazy and just made it up, was like some rapper Jay-Z was watching some other famous person rape her. I mean, and I think this is what Trump mentioned in the first place, is there's a lot of stuff in there that's not like even remotely true, but it's just there, right?
Right.
And you can see that, right? I mean, so some of this stuff you have to take with a grain of salt, but it is kind of funny that so much of it is coming, because that poor CBS guy, I guess he's going to get fired now. I mean, I don't mean to laugh, but I do mean to laugh. It's like, it serves all these little lefties, right? It's like, release the files. And Donald Trump's like, okay.
Okay, you want it then.
You want, this is what you wanted, and here you go.
Have fun.
Do you know what I mean? And what, Obama's top White House counsel is playing Little Miss Flirty with Jeffrey Epstein.
And it's giving lucky that Obama's gay, or, you know, he'd be in there. But it's just amazing. So it's just there, and it doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter that it's highly unlikely he's blackmailing people, because he was making tens and tens of millions of dollars trading in arms, drugs, and diamonds, as he says. You know, he did the whole Iran Contra thing. He got that whole Southern Transit Air Force shifted over to his belly.
Like, maybe it didn't say spy on his W-2 form.
He's
clearly...
Ahad Baru was the head of military intelligence in Israel, and that's his best friend over in Israel and stuff. So everybody, as a lot of people are saying, no, he didn't work for Mossad. Mossad worked for him.
Yeah.
And it is just amazing stuff. The sex part of it is probably, you know, the least revealing. He didn't want to... Well, I know, but then... And you've got to learn the word disgusting. Oh, that email, though, what they were doing was disgusting. What they do, it was disgusting.
Yeah.
They're disgusting. I don't know. They're having sex. It's disgusting.
Well, I mean, it...
And the girls were inevitably in their 20s. You know, maybe there was somebody under 18, but, you know, really? I mean, but that's all we'll hear. I mean, it's similar to when we had...
It's all Democrats. And
all you stinky Democrats.
So this is my prediction. I saw a thing, and it was a Gateway pundit, so I'm not sure whether this is...
Totally.
Yeah. They're usually pretty good. But
pretty good.
It talks about, and I'm coming to the Epstein victims, and I use the term, the victims are thinking about filing a lawsuit to make them take the website down. Now, here's what I'm saying. It's not the victims who are thinking that. It's the
lawyers. The victims of the lawyers.
It's like Jacob says, Reid Hoffman. All these people are funding the victims' lawsuits, the care lawsuits. They want this to be taken down because it's starting to make the Democrats.
Since when were our prostitutes and, assuming you call them prostitutes, and women acting as pimps, victims? So they've only gotten paid like that poor woman, whoever, Virginia Guthrie. She had paid already gotten $22 million. $22 million. The poor victim.
Guthrie. She's at ABC, or she's some number.
No, Virginia Guthrie.
Oh, okay.
Not Savannah. Her. That's the one that's mother's missing.
Right.
And that tells you a connection.
But I think so that's going to be my prediction, that somehow or another, that the Democrats, they need to make this go away because it backfired on them, right? And the only thing that happens is, and you know, you've got, you know, the internet, you've got the, you
but
know,
you
the
can't
dating
make it
mail.
Go away because you get too many clicks and everything else.
Yeah, it's such clickbait, right? That it's not going to go away. And here's the thing, you're covered somewhat journalistically, I use the term loosely, like the stuff they're reporting about Jay-Z. It kind of looks like when you get down into it and you actually read the article, again, that the FBI was like, okay, this woman was homeless and she, I mean, you know, it looks like she was crazy. And she just called up and said, hi, I was, you know, Jay-Z raped me at Jeffrey Epstein's house.
Yeah, sure.
Right. And they're like, okay, thank you.
Okay.
But now
he's the third one who said that.
Yeah. And now it's in the file. But it's making the Democrats look bad. And so my thinking is that somehow or another, they're going to drag the poor victims out again and make them say, this is victimizing me more. So now we need to quit talking about it, unless, of course, it revolves a Republican, which it doesn't, because we would already seen it if it did. Right. I think that might go away. And I know, Charlene, you had a thing there about prosecuting people. I think, as you said, Chuck, the really more interesting stuff about Epstein are, I mean, all of his... He was like, he had an interesting career, right? On one hand, he's getting antibiotics for Bill Gates, sexually transmitted disease.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, he's being the money laundering middleman for Iran-Contra.
Right.
I mean, that's wide ranging.
And he's getting the CIA's favorite airline, Southern Transit, and giving it over to his client, Leslie Wexler. I mean, it's just amazing stuff that he was able to accomplish. In a very, you know, they had, but if you really want to find it, if you're an Epstein fan, one of the things that got released was this uncut video interview by Steve Bannon of Epstein. It goes 1 hour and 57 minutes, and I listened transfixed through all 1 hour
Now,
and
when was
57.
this interview done?
Oh, 2017, 2016. I'm not sure exactly when.
Okay.
Post his conviction of serving in jail and all that, as they talk about it. He was killed in 2019, so somewhere between those two dates.
Right.
But it's an hour, and if you want to really understand some things like the 2008 crash and other things, he gives these incredibly great, simple, straightforward explanations. At the end of this 1 hour, close to 2 hours of stuff, you end up doing two things, kind of understanding why so many people are transfixed by Epstein, and also why Steve Bannon is kind of a jerk. I mean, every time he'd want a follow-up question on something that was pretty interesting, he would go off, with some
Right.
kind of
Well, and here from
bullshit.
Charlene, they didn't expect money from blackmail, only acquiescence to keeping powerful people in line. Yeah, but his tenure goes over, and I think he, by the way, took his cut in a lot of things. And Jacob, we'll get to the Melania movie in a second. And Epstein in an email saying he enjoyed the quote torture video, where the arrests we only get, rent a prosecute, rent a protest or arrest, and an occasional Don Lemon.
That's pretty good.
Hey, and then kind of to wrap it up here. Oh, wait, there was another one. Oh, okay, is that the interview where they were asking the financial questions about the 2008?
Yes,
Oh, Thomas, you and Chuck are on. You and Chuck are like this. And then finally, the Melania Trump movie went better than critics said it would. Well, here's the thing: the
Well, it got a
critics.
98% approval from the viewers. And 11% from the critics.
Trashing it, but it did so much better. I was reading a thing that compared it to, I didn't even was aware that this happened. The Obamas released a movie when
Oh,
they,
did they? How
yeah, they released a movie too.
much
Like
did they get paid for that?
they dropped, but yeah, they got paid a ton, but they finally dropped it. It only showed in like 39 theaters
Oh,
nationwide.
Jesus,
And then,
poor people.
and it was all like in the Obamas neighborhood. And then they just dropped it. Yeah, it is. It's, poor Hollywood is apoplectic, right? No one watches their movies anymore. They keep, the Grammy Awards, I didn't watch them because I wasn't even aware they were having them, frankly. Apparently they screamed about, they yelled about ICE. And it's like, no one cares, what any rap star or person says. And the music industry, by the way, is just so weird anymore
So weird
that
and so
the,
decayed and
well, it's,
rotten.
well, not only that, but it's like, it's, I don't know what, I mean, I, you watch and I'm like you said, it's like I'd never heard of any of these songs.
Yeah.
I never heard of any of the artists,
And
right?
now for the worst dressed human being ever, we got a tie among 42 attendees here. Oh, yeah, we read your name to stand up, hold your applause
All
for
because
the end.
they might as well just go. Here's the thing, might as well just go naked, right? I mean, the dresses
Well, they
sort of,
tried to,
yeah.
Coming up first for revealing nothing and wearing nothing,
And singing nothing.
seeing an 82-year-old, so and so.
So, in the meantime, though, I think they're coming up. Turning Point USA is going to do an alternate Super Bowl halftime show again.
Where are they going to do
Well, I think they'll just air it so you can turn to them during the halftime show
it?
rather
On
than,
YouTube or something?
yeah, I don't know.
Well, that's not a bad idea.
I think they
I don't
did
want to
last
watch
time.
Pigpen or whatever the guy's name is.
Big fan, no. Bad Bunny,
Bad
like
Bunny, Bad
Bad
Bunny.
Bunny. I never heard of him. I mean, granted, I'm not the most with it person on that front, but I never heard of him. That'll do it for us today. On Wednesday, I think we want to try to get Ray Garcia on to get his reaction to the
Yeah.
Republican Party secretary threatening to break his teeth.
Yeah,
And
six or seven of them.
six, yeah, not just all of them, just six or seven.
Not all of them. You get to keep a few.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, Jake. Oh, we got more. Yeah.
Oh
Oh, I don't know.
yeah. That's his director. Director Melania is there on the right,
Oh, okay.
punching up, but
Oh,
not
with
doing
Bill, with
anything.
Epstein. Well,
Well, that happens.
that happens. That happens. But
Yeah.
also, I think we're going to have Sue Moore on. There's already been
101 bills have destroyed
like little,
Camelot.
I think like 900 or something like.
Nine
No,
and ten.
I mean an outrage. I can't be 900 because they can't file that many. But
Yeah.
an outrageous number of bills designed at destroying Colorado more. The Democrats are out of control. God bless Brandy Bradley and Ken DeGraff and Scott Bottoms and those guys down there doing what they
Oh,
can.
God,
But
that'd be awful.
I know we need to get them like suits of armor or something like that. But anyway, we'll have them on too. In the meantime, thank you to everybody on Zoom. All
Appreciate it. Great beginning of the week, and we'll see you Wednesday.
right.